Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
So let's move on to chickens now. And as South Africa prepares to lead the G20 this year, food security and trade policies quite understandably are taking center stage. Rising costs, inflation and economic inequality really putting pressure on all of us consumers. And policies around poultry imports and tariffs could have a major impact on affordability. So here's some background very quickly. Local poultry producers are pushing for stricter protectionist measures, including harsh anti-dumping duties and the elimination of poultry import quotas under AGOA. Now, while this may shield domestic producers, experts, though, are warning of serious risks from higher food prices to weakened trade relationships. One industry leader who's raising concern is Fred Hume, Managing Director of Hume International. He's calling for a different approach, including expanding South Africa's zero-rated VAT basket to include essential protein sources like chicken. Fred, welcome and good evening to you. So first of all, our food security and trade policies under intense scrutiny, as I mentioned, as we approach this G20 presidency. On the one hand, there's a push to protect local poultry producers. On the other hand, seeing concern over rising food costs. Let's start with the big picture. How would protectionist policies impact consumers, businesses and the broader economy? What's the current situation?
Good evening, Jeremy. South Africa currently has already introduced some of the most draconian import tariffs and anti-dumping duties on poultry that exist in the entire world. So in essence, South Africa, the South African poultry industry is very well protected. We believe, however, that that South Africa could find a middle road whereby we placate domestic producers but don't disadvantage the rest of the country, and we, you know, by having them pay higher prices for protein than is entirely necessary. And we believe that this can be achieved by a combination of zero rating VAT on essential proteins, consisting largely of chicken offals, which South Africa doesn't produce in sufficient quantities. And then secondly, zero rating import duties, or extending the zero rated import duty tariff structure to encompass all poultry offals, not only certain, as is currently the case.
Fred, this is not the first time, of course, that the zero rating VAT on essential proteins has been raised. But to what extent have you crunched the numbers here? How big a difference do you think this would really make?
Look, Jeremy, it'll make a vast difference. If you knock 15% off the price of poultry, that would make it largely much more affordable. However, we do differ with the local poultry industry in their calls for zero rating IQF, or individually quick frozen chicken portions. We see those as being not non-essential, more of a luxury item. And we are largely arguing for a zero rating VAT on offals, which are consumed by the lower LSM consumer. And we don't believe that this will come at a huge cost to the fiscus. I haven't crunched the numbers. I can't tell you exactly what it will cost the fiscus. But considering that South Africa faces severe malnutrition, I certainly believe that whatever you lose on import tariffs, you are going to gain by reducing the health bill that the state has to foot at the end of the day.
Let's talk about AGOA, if we can, and trade risks. So tighter poultry import restrictions. The suggestion is that it threatens South Africa's trade relationship with the United States and those AGOA benefits. How do you see this playing out?
Well, Jeremy, let's look at it holistically. South Africa, the U.S. Is South Africa's second largest trading partner. So South Africa in 2022 exported around $14.5 billion worth of product to the U.S. And over the same period, South Africa only imported around $5.5 billion worth of product, of which poultry was essentially almost zero. Not zero, but a couple of $100 million at best. Okay, so the cost of benefiting as we do from AGOA is very small. It's a small price to pay. Essentially, why would you risk, why would you jeopardize $14.5 billion worth of exports for a couple of $100 million worth of chicken imports? Makes no sense whatsoever.
You also suggest, Fred, that we can learn lessons from other G20 nations. Brazil, India, for instance, you say, have balanced local industry protection with consumer affordability. What's the lesson here?
Consumer affordability. So essentially, Jeremy, the situation that we faced with here is that no industry can produce essentially everything in ratio. So you're always going to find that there are certain cuts or categories that cannot be provided at an affordable price, and these should be countered by allowing importation or facilitating easier, cheaper importation of those commodities. And certainly that's the lesson that we believe we could learn from them.
Now, it's beyond poultry, I would imagine. So this debate around poultry is part of a bigger issue. Maybe we could also talk a little bit about whether we're doing enough to diversify protein sources and improve long-term food security. We can't just have the focus on chickens.
No, certainly not. Jeremy, chicken at the end of the day is the most affordable protein. Largely, South Africa currently exports a great deal of seafood products as well as beef. Because these and these prices unfortunately are out of reach for many South African consumers. What we've also been quite vocal about is, you know, we are urging South Africa to consider a couple of changes to the structure that governs our imports. We're concerned that South Africa hasn't adopted regionalization in the context of combating market closure as a result of animal disease. Currently, if you, for argument's sake, record an outbreak of bird flu in any state in Brazil, the entire country will effectively be banned, whereas the rest of the world work on, you know, either banning a certain state or province or plants that are within a certain radius of the outbreak, essentially, ensuring that market access is maintained. And this is something we are very much concerned about. It's not in place. We currently import almost all of our poultry from Brazil, and a single outbreak of bird flu in the commercial flock and the entire country will be banned.
So just a final one then, again, looking ahead to the G20 and the role that we're going to play as president, what do we need to put on the table to maybe accelerate the debate around sustainable food policy?
Well, Jeremy, I note that one of the statements made by the presidency was that they believe that individual nations cannot thrive in isolation. And certainly this flies in the face of current protectionist trade policy or trade policy in terms of agricultural imports. And also one of the high-level deliverables of South Africa's presidency of the G20 is food security. And this is what we are arguing for. And certainly the policies that are currently being implemented by the South African government do not support, basically the statements that have been made surrounding their presidency of the G20. It's starkly in contrast, in fact.
All right, Fred Hume, thank you very much indeed. Managing Director of Hume International, appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.